Our love is truly risen. Alleluia, alleluia. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. O Adonai, you search me and you know me, alleluia. You know my resting and my rising, alleluia. Let us rise in early morning, and instead of ointments bring hymns and praises to our Lover, and his resurrection sing. We shall see the Son of Justice risen with healing in his wing. Let us rise in early morning and his resurrection sing. Come, let us go out to meet him. Come with lamps in every hand. For the wedding feast he rises, ready for the bridegroom stand. And the Pasch of our salvation, hail with his triumphant band. Come, let us go out to meet him, ready for the bridegroom stand. Amen. Our love gives us the water of wisdom to drink. Alleluia. It becomes for us a spring of water, welling up to eternal life. Alleluia. We shall never be thirsty again. Alleluia. Alleluia. Like the deer that yearns for running streams, so my soul is yearning for you, my God. My soul is thirsting for God, the God of my life. When can I enter and see the face of God? My tears have become my bread by night, by day. As I hear it said all the day long, where is your God? Why are you cast down, my soul? Why groan within me? Hope in God and praise the Holy One, my Savior and my God. Deep is calling on deep in the roar of mighty waters. Your torrents and all your waves have swept over me. By day Adonai will send compassion and loving kindness. By night I will sing a song of thanks, praise the God of my life. Why are you cast down, my soul? Why groan within me? Hope in God and praise the Holy One, my Savior and my God. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Our love gives us the water of wisdom to drink. Alleluia. It becomes for us a spring of water, welling up to eternal life. Alleluia. We shall never be thirsty again. Alleluia. Alleluia.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When Paul came to Antioch in Pisidia, he said in the synagogue, Even though our religious leaders found no grounds for a death sentence, they asked Pilate to have him put to death. And when they had accomplished all that was written about him, they took him down from the tree and placed him in a tomb. But God raised him from the dead, and for many days he appeared to those who had come up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem. These are now his witnesses before the people. We ourselves are proclaiming this good news to you, that what God promised our ancestors is brought to fulfillment for us, their children, by raising up Jesus. As it is written in the second Psalm, "You are my son. This day I have begotten you." The Word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
I will tell of your name to my people. Alleluia, alleluia. I will tell of your name to my people. Alleluia, alleluia. I will thank you, Adonai, among the nations. Alleluia, alleluia. Glory to the Abba, and the Word, and the Holy Breath of love. I will tell of your name to my people. Alleluia, alleluia. In my Abba's house there is room for all, and I am the way, the truth, and the life. Alleluia. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages, in words of holy prophets, to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant. The pledge to Abraham and Sarah is now renewed for us, that freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child called Prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. In my Abba's house there is room for all, and I am the way, the truth, and the life. Alleluia.
O gentle shepherd, you gave your flesh and blood for the life of the world. May we use our hearts, minds, and bodies to give ourselves as bread for the world. O gentle shepherd, You revealed yourself to dejected and despondent disciples in the simple yet sacred act of breaking and sharing bread. May we recognize the sacred in every part of our lives, and the power of your presence in the sharing of all your gifts that nourish and sustain life. O gentle shepherd, you revealed yourself to Thomas as the lamb who had been slain, and to Saul as the one who is being persecuted. May we recognize you in all those who have been wounded by scapegoating, oppression, marginalization, imprisonment, addictions, mental illness, depression, and disillusionment. O gentle shepherd, with every appearance you blessed your disciples with deep peace, profound joy, and the end of all fear. May our celebration of these great 50 days of Easter extend these blessings to all our sisters and brothers and all of your beloved creation.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Good and gracious God, Creator and Ruler of the universe, in every age you have called human beings to develop and use their gifts, talents, and abilities to contribute to the common good. May the wisdom of the risen Christ enlighten our hearts and minds as we search for truth and struggle to express in words and in our lives the mystery of your love, both now and forever. Amen. May the God of life and light, who raised Jesus from the dead, bless us and our world with light and peace. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai, Alleluia, Alleluia. Thanks be to God, Alleluia, Alleluia.